Look, I thought we said no carolers. We don't... Oh my God, you're... You're home. You're really home. I thought you weren't driving down until tomorrow. I mean, it's getting pretty late and the roads are starting to ice over. Weren't you afraid of crashing? Wanted to get a head start before it got too bad out there. Well, I guess that makes sense. Well, you might as well come in if you're just gonna stand there like an idiot. You're freezing, and you're gonna let all of the cold air in. That's not good for anybody, so just come on. And take your shoes off. I know you and your caveman roommates basically do whatever you want in your apartment, but now that you're back, you're gonna need to at least try to act civilized. Well, sure, it's technically your house, but can you really say that? It's been, what, over 2 months since you last came home? You didn't even come home for Thanksgiving, you jerk. Without my gluttonous big brother to inhale everything, we ended up with a ton of leftovers that took forever to work through. Whatever. Mom and Dad aren't home, by the way, either. Otherwise, I'm sure they'd be asking you a million and two questions right about now. They both went over to Aunt Clara's house to help put the lights up, and they called earlier saying they were gonna sleep over. Apparently, you got here just in time. The snow is supposed to start coming down soon. No, you'll have a place to sleep. Mom's been talking about you nonstop for the past week or so, stressing over getting your room ready, even though nobody's been in there since October. She woke me up at 8 a.m. yesterday to help vacuum your room, by the way. 8 a.m. on a Saturday! You better be grateful. I am surprised that you're home so early, though. I would have thought you'd be out partying with your idiot friends instead of coming straight home after your exams. Seriously, shouldn't you be doing some drinking from some festive colored funnels right about now? Just be glad Mom and Dad don't have any idea about how to use Facebook. Just because they can't see what you've been up to the past few months doesn't mean that I can't. Seriously, how many parties do you guys hold? And it's always the same 20 people, just a whole bunch of goofy-looking dudes and scantily clad women. I mean, that one girl you always seem to be posing with. Just curious, does she slide into those shorts or does she own a can of denim-colored paint she just rolls across her butt every morning? Where do you meet her anyway? She's been in, like, every single photo you've posted since Halloween. Not that I'm paying attention, it's just kind of hard to ignore all the strobe-lit pics on my timeline. The library? My money was on a frat house or a sorority thing. What, did she get lost on her way stumbling home? An honors student? Well, she can't possibly be that smart. After all, anyone who willingly chooses to spend time with my loser of a brother can't be right in the head. I'm sure you're just making all of this up to screw with me. It won't work. What do you mean, I could ask her myself? There's no way I'd ever visit my dorky older brother at his dumb college. No, there's no way she'd be allowed to come visit over break. You're supposed to spend Christmas with Mom and Dad and your sweet, cute little sister. No, she's not allowed over, ever. It's like against the rules. The rules of Christmas. This isn't how it's supposed to be. This is wrong. You were away for months, and now that we finally have you back, you're supposed to give all of your attention to me. Us. Do you know what? Fine. Let that slut come over. I'm the one acting crazy? I'm not the one ruining Christmas! You know what? It's fine. We didn't need to have a nice family Christmas after all. What was the point of even coming home if you were just gonna bring your whore along? Whatever. I'm going up to my room, just leave me alone. What part of leave me alone wasn't clear the first time? No. No, I don't want to talk about it. It's obvious you don't care about us, so there's nothing to say. Do whatever you want. I don't care. Have a ball, Big Brother. Isn't it clear? I don't want to talk to you. Don't sit on my bed. You're going to get your germs on it. Go away. Hey. Let go. I don't need a hug from you. I don't. Stop. I don't. Just. It's not fair. It's just not fair. You're gone for months at a time. Didn't come home or take the time to call. You couldn't even be bothered to check in on us. I mean, I get that you're actually super busy with school, at least when you're not partying, and it's not exactly super close, but didn't you miss us? I mean, every weekend we wondered if Big Brother was going to come visit. Mom would make this big huff about needing to keep Dad from moving his computer into your room, and then getting sad when another Sunday would end without seeing you. She always kept you in mind on Friday nights. We always set out an extra plate in the hopes that you'd suddenly show up for dinner last minute. And even if you're such a pain, I'd go into your room at least once a week to air it out and make sure it didn't get all dusty. I'd open the windows and dust off your desk. And sometimes I'd open up your closet and just straighten out what jackets and sweaters you didn't take with you to school. Why did I do all that? Because I'm your little sister. And that's what little sisters do. They take care of their big brothers. Even when they're far, far away, a little sister's job is never done. Though, I gotta say, you haven't exactly been upholding your end of the sibling bargain. By the way, if you might notice if you open your closet, there are a few empty hangers where there should have been hoodies. Just letting you know before you freak out. I'll put them back eventually. It's just, it gets cold around here, and sometimes I want to wear something loose but warm. And I don't know. Wearing her clothes always makes me feel safe. I mean, my big brother isn't home to help keep his poor little sister from freezing to death, so your clothes were the next best thing. You're really gonna make me say it, aren't you? I missed you, you big dummy. I really did. Even if you are kind of dorky and can be so dumb and easy to mess with, your little sister still needed her big brother, and he wasn't there for her. And now that you're finally home, I find out that we don't have you all to ourselves. Okay. I guess talking kind of helped. I actually feel a little bit better. And I can tell you're a little bit sorry for being gone for so long. So, as long as you keep hugging me like this, I guess I can forgive you. For now. You're only off the hook for not coming home. I'm still pretty annoyed you're ruining what was supposed to be a sweet, perfect family holiday with some floozy. But I guess you can start to make it up to us for making up for lost time. If you agree to do whatever I say for the rest of the holiday break, then maybe I'll think about forgiving you. I mean, you basically neglected your poor, loving little sister for literally months at a time. Really, you should be thanking me for letting you off the hook with such a good deal. I'm glad you see it my way. I'm really glad my big brother can come to his senses and see reason. Once he's actually home, that is. We just had to get you away from all of those distractions clouding your judgment. Especially that evil whore who got her claws into you. Don't worry. Little sister will save you from her. But that comes later. For now, you can just keep holding me like this. Your suffering sweet little sibling is freezing, and now that you're home, you can actually get to work taking care of me. And I'll I'll be honest, your chest and arms are really warm and comfortable. You're like a living space heater. This is nice. I feel like it's been forever since we've cuddled like this. Your sweaters have been okay substitutes, but nothing beats the real thing. Can you scooch over and lay back for me? Well, at this point your germs are all over my bed, so we might as well get comfortable, right? I kind of want to lay down and put my head on your chest, if that's okay. Not that you have any say in the matter. Your mind order around for the rest of the holidays, so just get to it. Do you remember when we were kids and how we used to lay like this? I used to get so cold or scared to sleep alone at night, so I'd sneak into your room late at night and push myself under the covers. And even though you'd act like I was such a pain during the day, to Mom and Dad, you never complained when I wanted to sleep in your bed with you. Not once. They used to pull the covers off of both of us and find me cuddled up with you, with our legs all intertwined and my cheek resting on your chest. Kind of like we are now. Mom and Dad put a stop to that once we got older, but it's okay tonight, right, Big Brother? I really miss doing this. And even though I'm not as small as I was back when we were kids, I'm still kind of tiny compared to you. I feel so safe and secure in your arms. The steady rhythm of your heartbeat is so soothing. Big Brother, I'm sorry, I just couldn't help myself. That look of affection and feeling your warmth and we're in my bed. I just need more. Big Brother. You rubbing against my inner thigh. You're so big and hard. I can even tell through your boxers and my PJ bottoms. Has cuddling with your adorable little sister really made you this way? Has cuddling with your adorable little sister who missed you so badly made you this way? It's okay. Let me slide on my PJs here. You better slide out of those boxers, mister. I want us to be comfortable. Big Brother, please. Isn't it clear I want this? And, I mean, at least physically you do too. Just let me pull this blanket over us and I can shift my body so... My little sister pussy is directly over your big cock. Is it okay if I just sink down a little? Please, Big Brother. Inside of me. He's finally fucking his little sister. I've wanted this. Big Brother, I've wanted this so long, and you have no idea how much I've missed you. And now you're finally home with me where you belong. I used to come into your room when I'd steal your jackets and lay down in your bed and pretend I was climbing on top of you like this. jackets over my bare skin. Just touch myself thinking of you. Try to pretend you weren't away at college, away from me. God, we used to be so close. I want to be like that again. Please, you have to promise me this entire break we'll spend just like this. Please, I missed you so much. Big brother. Fuck. Fuck. Big brother. I'm so close. Fuck. I can tell you are too. You're pounding so roughly into me. Rocking your hips up into me like that. I can feel you pulsing into my tight, wet little sister pussy. No, 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 no. Please, please, don't pull out, please. I want to feel you come inside of me. I need it, please. You have to fill your little sister's pussy with your hot cum the first night you're back. Big brother, please. Please. I'm gonna come wrapped around your cock. Big brother. God, fuck. God. Big brother. That was amazing. I feel so full. You can pull out of me slowly, but don't let me go. Never let me go. Let's just lay here for a little bit. Right here. Under the covers. You know, if it wasn't for the fact that we were naked and I had my big brother's cum leaking out of my cute little pussy, this would almost be cute and innocent. Two siblings curled up under the covers, cuddling together for warmth. It's kind of picturesque, don't you think? You know what I think? I think you should tell your friend she can't come over during the break. You'll be far too busy taking care of your family to see her. You have a lot of cuddling and big brother duties to catch up on. Any time you spend with her is time you're not spending on me. And we simply can't have that. So, for now, we're just gonna lay here. It's getting late and you kind of wore me out. I'm gonna go to bed right here on top of you. And in the morning, you're gonna go shopping with me. Sound like a plan? Perfect. Something tells me we're gonna have a great Christmas, Big Brother.